I was very pleased to learn that on Friday the Supreme Court reaffirmed the Constitution, that it's not constitutional for the legislature to try just by legislation overcome a promise in the Constitution.
Peter Metcalf of Juneau had brief stints working for the state in 1972 and 1980 and qualified for what was later known as Tier 1 in the state's retirement system. Tier 1 was the golden ticket for public employees in Alaska, maybe in the country at the time. It was a defined benefit retirement program, and for all you Gen Xers and millennials out there, that means guaranteed income for life when you retired. It included inflation and cost of living adjustments and medical coverage for a public employee or teacher and their dependents when they retired as soon as age 50. In 2005, the legislature shut all of that down. They closed the first three tiers of public employee retirement and created a new one with benefits that were not as generous. But lawmakers also imposed a deadline for former employees who cashed out their retirement contributions when they left. They could re-qualify as Tier 1 as long as they returned to work by 2010 and paid back their cash out. And that deadline is where lawmakers broke the promise made to state employees.
In general, Title 12, Section 7 of the Alaska Constitution positively affirms employees' rights once gained cannot be removed.
In a split 3-2 opinion last Friday, justices with the Alaska Supreme Court ruled in Metcalf's favor. Now, as many as 78,000 Alaskans could buy their way back into the state's more generous retirement benefit programs. Metcalf says he really doesn't plan to work for the state, a requirement for him to buy his way back into Tier 1, but that wasn't the point.
It is a principle. I don't think the legislature or the governor should be willy-nilly trying to limit benefits or freedom of speech or anything else that is protected under the Constitution.
Metcalf's attorney, Mark Choate, says he remembers when lawmakers were debating changes to the retirement program.
When the legislature did this in 2005, there was a lot of pushback, I think, within the legal community, people giving the advice saying, this is not right. You can't do this. It's contrary to the Constitution. And the legislature chose to do it anyway because they thought it would save them a lot of money, and maybe nobody would do anything about it.
Choate says the decision applies to any former employee who cashed out and has yet to return to work or who already returned to work under a less generous retirement plan. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.